This episode of American Copywriter is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/American Copywriter. That's audibletrial.com/American Copywriter.
Thanks for tuning in to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
Well,
hi.
I've had a week in advertising.
Oh, I'd like to hear about it.
Well, you know, it's the kind of stuff that I'll tell you about when the microphone
after
I'm not talking into a computer.
Once we've hit the dump button permanently,
right. But everybody who's listening knows what I'm talking about,
and we're putting it in quotes.
Right.
A week in advertising.
I've had a week in, and by the way, it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, right. That's some... I spent
so,
at Tucson.
Yeah.
I spent a week there one night, you know.
I'm John.
I'm Tug.
This is American Copywriter number 102, I guess.
Yeah, according to the new...
Theoretically.
To the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, which is... Okay, so, because I've had a week in advertising...
Yes.
I was, looking at some things, and I found an article that I believe was published on DigiDay.
DigiDay.
So, or is it DigiDay?
It's Digit. It's Digiday.
Digiday?
The D is
Yeah, kind of like Adidas.
Adidas.
I corrected somebody on that. They were like, so Adidas? I'm like, you mean, please.
Adidas.
Come on. Get.
Named after the German sports equipment magnate, Adidasler.
Can we, let's get with the global action.
Let's just, one,
can
one,
we just
one world.
Okay.
One love. Let's get together.
All right. So this article says, right. Why agency people are so unhappy.
Why, John?
Well,
I've got a couple ideas.
Let's see.
What does, the what article. What is the argument
well,
of the article?
The article begins with, it'd be a great business if there weren't any clients. So, let's start with that. There wouldn't be a business without any clients.
Yeah, just to be fair. Just to be fair.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
I can't think of a single person who loves their job.
These are the quotes from the beginning of it.
Right. Everyone in this industry sucks.
That's the best one by a mile.
So, I'm kind of like, all right, well... You know, let's maybe start with a glass half full attitude.
Right, right.
I don't know. It kind of goes through a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, and you sent it to me, and I read through it, and it really is what, dear listener, it really is what you think it is. It talks about
fear is the problem.
You know, the digital landscape technology has catastrophically changed everything that we do. We work too long. We work too many hours. Too many egos. Too many maniacal maniac egos.
It's not fun anymore. But there is someone who gets it right, who actually pinpoints the real reason why agency. So okay,
and this is not opinion.
No,
this is fact. What you're about to drop.
Everything in here is
this is not your opinion. This is just truth.
Yeah. Well, somebody in here says, "Look, there's a lot of type. We have too many big egos. There's too many maniacal type A's."
My goodness.
Well, look, kids, go to corporate America, and you're telling me there's not maniacal type A's,
right? They all are.
I mean, come on. So egos are not the problem. You know, and it also says it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
Well, anymore says it used to be fun. Probably that quote, I'm not going to attribute it, and I don't really know the person who said it.
Nor does it matter.
But I'm going to guess that person's been in the business a while,
because
it's always fun when you start.
Yeah, when we were basically living there.
Yeah.
And we were in our mid-20s, and we were all just drinking all night, getting up and slugging it out, you know, until 10 o'clock the next night. Well, we didn't have any kids, and we didn't have any... houses, and we didn't have any soccer games and practices to pick up from, and we didn't meet Sarah.
Well, and we didn't have any responsibilities at the agency. We weren't responsible for anybody's jobs. We weren't responsible for you know, for keeping, we really weren't responsible for keeping the clients happy.
Boy, oh boy, you ain't kidding. That's a great point. You know, I was looking at a different, yeah, for sure.
So you're sort of living in a life where it's like, hey, I'm just making stuff. And if they buy it, I'm happy. And if they don't, I'm really mad.
Right. That's right.
And it's a completely different experience.
So, yeah, somebody else is in a boardroom worrying about profit and loss.
The person who has it right in this article. Oh, and somebody else says the bravery in the work has disappeared. Come on. There was never any bravery.
No.
But the person who has it right in here says, and the person's name is Beth Riley Kelly. She's the COO of who else? The Martin Agency.
There you go.
Magnificent bastards that they are.
Absolutely.
And she says there's a general lack of control. Right. And that, my friends, is the key to all the angst.
Yeah, all this misery.
All the angst.
Is wrapped up in this idea that we don't... None of us. I'm not talking about creatives and versus account people.
Right.
Versus me. I'm talking about...
Versus agency leaders.
All of us. No, none of us right. have control.
No. None.
We can have everything buttoned up, locked down, tied tight, bungee corded, locked, studied, ROI'd.
Every I dotted, every T crossed.
Proven, and we can still get fucked.
Oh,
right hardcore, in the ding dong.
Hardcore style.
Just bing bang, there
with
it
just,
is.
With just great prejudice.
And I said, I've said before, you can spend days and hours and spend creative team after creative team. You need to concept every comment they could possibly make or every reason they could possibly think up. Think it through. Answer it all. Figure it out. You could spend hours. Come up with 1,000 reasons. 1,000 things they'll say. They will say something else other than that.
So true. You know, we had...
I did not see that one coming.
How many pitches have we taken the time to say, okay, now really... thoroughly, what questions are they going to
ask
us?
Right, right.
They never ask us any of those questions.
No.
They always ask us something complete that we're still caught flat-footed.
We're astounded.
We're like, what? Why is that a question? No, it's true. No, that's it. We don't have any control over... You can be doing a terrific job. Sales can be going... Whatever you want to call sales.
Whatever KPI you're...
Yeah, whatever... Thank you,
KPI, Tom. You... My pleasure.
Wow.
It's key performance indicator to you kids.
That's good stuff, baby.
Thank you.
Whatever KPI you're working can be going your way.
Yep.
You can be really on top of it and doing... being your best advertising self. We talk about being our best selves.
Right.
Being your best advertising self and the agency's really hitting on all cylinders. And... the CMO can get canned.
Yeah, the board can call a review.
And you can be. It's like. So, as you know, I can be a worrier.
Yes,
and I've at times, worried about a pole shift. You heard about this phenomenon where the North Pole
and
the South Pole will just trade because that happens.
Yeah, because
and we're due.
The plus goes to minus and the minus goes to plus, and that will just end the world.
Right. Your phone will stop working and that's really the end of the world at that point, as we know it. And I don't worry a lot about that. But what was that show where all the electricity went away?
Oh, right, Revolution.
Yeah. It would be a lot like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So but in advertising, those poles shift all the time.
Yeah,
it's like north, true north, and all that kind of stuff. And then within moments, or literally within a day,
mm-hmm. one meeting,
bam.
Yeah,
the pole is south.
Yeah,
and that's a hard thing to live with. It's a hard thing. Here's the deal: you can't manage it.
No, you can't manage it. You don't know when it's happening. You don't know why it's happening, and you frankly don't know what's happening.
Right.
And you're just, you feel like you've got it sorted. And one conversation can unsort it.
Right.
And again, you just don't see it coming. It's a lot like...
What's the Sopranos deal?
I don't know.
Well, the whole controversial ending on whether he did or didn't. You never see the one that gets you.
Yeah, you never see. Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah, you never see it coming. So the point here is, because we control so little of this process, there are so many things happening to these brands that we represent at agencies like ours, and smaller ones than us and bigger ones than us.
Right. It's actually the same process. Now, see, I actually mentioned this to So I'm in a meeting where Jeff Goodby's talking.
Oh boy, awesome.
Well, and I asked him
about beautiful head of hair.
He does have a beautiful
head. Beautiful head of hair.
And I asked him because at that particular moment, a name client of theirs had made a switch. And I said, Jeff, I work at a mid-sized agency. You might remember what that's like.
Right.
And he laughed. He was like, I remember it well. And I said, so you know what happens when a client of note splits?
Walks out the door.
And he said to me, well, to the room, in answering my question.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
And he goes, I actually don't mean to downplay it. It's actually a little bit worse. Because it's the same thing. It's just bigger.
It's just times math.
There's more people.
Yeah.
There's more people.
Instead of eight persons getting laid off, it's 80.
Yeah. It's the same. He goes, the business doesn't change.
Yeah. It's so awesome. It's so funny that you brought this all up and you just said it's the same. As you know, last week you were busy, and we were scheduled to go up to Lincoln, Nebraska to do an American Copywriter performance of
Jedi Copywriter. Right. Which we haven't done in a long time.
I know, it would have been fun. But I had a good time, and I did a good job by myself.
Good job, Doug.
Thank you. It's hard to do it by myself because we've done it so together so much, right?
Right. Yep.
Anyway, so after it's over, everybody's hubbubbing around and we're chatting, and this woman came up to me and she was a little bit sheepish, I guess. And like I had a really good time, and I go, hey, yeah, you know, what's your name? She's like Amy or whatever it is, and she goes, I'm so glad I came because all the stuff you were talking about, I thought I was the only one that was feeling it. Huh. And I go, no.
So what were you talking about?
I was talking about how you have to, you know, the Jedi thing is you have to find a mentor. You have to have someone to help you.
Right.
You have to keep learning because if you continue to learn, you won't become what you fear, which is you fear that you're becoming a hack.
Right.
You fear you're getting passed by. You need to control the part of the process that you control. And you need to work on the work on your desk. And you need to try to do the best you can with what you have, where you are, and then just let it go out and enjoy your creativity for its own sake, which all of that is what we try to talk about on this show.
Right.
So I said, no, my God, Amy, we all feel this way.
Right.
And I said, from New York to LA to Detroit to Minneapolis to Chicago to Kansas City to Dallas to Austin and back again to SHS to Callahan Creek to wherever she works.
Yep.
To BBDO, to Goodby, to Wyden, to Deutsch, and back again. We all feel put upon. We all feel shit on. We're all unhappy and grumpy. And it's because we don't have any goddamn control. You talk in Jedi Copywriter about work on the work on your desk because that's the only time you control it.
Right. And it's this lack of control. So we're even if you're a laid-back human being, right, we are Homo sapiens.
Yes,
we try to control
as a species biologically. We do this.
We try to control our environment.
Right,
and so advertising, by its very nature, is a business where we've got no control, and it is, as we say. Spiritually difficult.
Yes. Yeah.
It is spiritually difficult.
Right.
And it's why. So, it's why that what you've got these massive egos.
Right.
Who actually occasionally will act like children.
Yeah.
And it's really just a front to hide the goddamn stress.
Yeah.
Right? It's a front. That's why whenever you see someone acting like that, you just in your for your own self, understand.
Right.
They are a person in supreme stress. Right. You know? Right. And they might not even know it. They might not even know it themselves or have admitted it to themselves.
Correct. That's correct.
But you can know that about them.
And be there, you know, as Jason Elm from Deutsch said, acknowledge emotion.
Right. Yeah.
We're boned. It sucks.
Yeah, we're boned.
We're totally fucked.
Right.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
And again, when you compile this with the stress of, I don't know where the ideas come from, with the stress of, look, we will all agree, budgets are bad.
Yeah.
Timelines are bad.
Well, they've changed.
They've changed. ROI is looked at harder than it ever has been. Analytics exists, so now we want to measure everything.
Right.
Even stuff that we're not really sure how to measure.
And that the clients aren't sure how to measure.
They don't know either.
Right.
And this is, and look, what I was about to say before when we got off on a little tangent was our little piece of it. I used to think that our little making up stuff and writing ads, I used to think that was it. I didn't understand
the whole process.
I didn't understand marketing. Yeah. And I made like a rainbow with my hands. Marketing.
Right.
Where for 3 years, someone's figuring out what's the fucking ingredients.
Right.
What's the color? What's the look?
Right.
They're presenting it to Walmart 100 times. No, we don't like that. Then there's manufacturing. Then there's plants. There's overhead. There's procurement. There's where are you going to get 10,000 screws?
Right. And how much is that going to cost?
I don't know.
And
you, you and I are at the end going, right. Let us write an ad, and why do you hate us?
Right.
Because we don't know what to go. We're launching a product. It's so hard.
I know. And see, the crazy part is I think agency people, particularly if you grew up in agencies.
Right.
Right. You don't know.
Anything.
That you're like 3% of your client's day.
No.
Like, you kind of think that what you do is their whole world. They've got so much crap going on.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly right.
You're like 3% of their day.
You're like getting a straight, you're like in the straight line wind part of the storm.
Right.
Where your deck, like a tree comes down and hits your table. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, right.
They're in the fucking storm chaser truck,
right?
In the fucking middle of the F5,
yeah, right.
In Twister,
right? With the hail,
with cows and hail and shit,
and Helen Hunt,
and also Bill Paxton, and fucking marketing directors are flying through. We've got twins, sisters. You're like raking up your yard. God, this storm sucks. And you don't understand that until you grow up in the business,
right?
And you're not just sitting in a goddamn desk making stuff up for a living.
Yeah.
You're sitting in meetings talking to those people about how do we look, well, X, Y, and Z is out of the stuff that we need to make our thing. Where do we find it?
And I think you get to a certain age where you see something in your client's eye that maybe when you were younger you didn't see.
Absolutely.
Which is they look at you sometimes with this thing that says, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I don't know how to do it either.
Right. 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 Exactly.
And so then you're like, okay, let's have a drink and commiserate.
Right, a little empathy there.
Right.
But I think we say all that for background because not to downplay the creative anger that we feel or not to downplay the notion of pushing clients.
Right.
No. Any of that. Or that the work is, and even though it's 3% of their day, you know what? It's still really important.
It's a really important 3%.
Yeah.
We're not saying that.
Right.
We are really, for once, sticking to the point that it is a lack of control.
Don't have any control.
That makes you miserable.
Right.
And I get it because I live it and I've lived it.
Yep.
And again, until you get a little more self-actualized about it.
Yeah.
I've said this will be the second podcast I've said it in. You wrote a great piece of copy about us and this show and what we try to do. You have to learn to value your creativity for its own sake.
So I said something the other day, and you know, you never actually reacted to this, so I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
You can agree with me or not. But it was at GasCam, which was a creative conference that we had in Kansas City. And I said something that I was actually really nervous to say. I'm actually still nervous to say it here on the podcast, just because it's got a lot of baggage attached to it. But what I said was, you know, I spent the better part of my career, when I was coming up, every creative director I had said, hey, you're not an artist, you're a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've spent all my years as a creative director telling most of the people that have chosen to work for the companies that I've been in charge there of, I've said, hey, you're not an artist, you're a salesperson. Now I've kind of come to believe maybe that's not the best way to look at it, because I kind of feel like what you really are is a person with actually some sort of artistic bend.
Yeah.
Writer, art director, visual artist of some kind.
Right.
You're a carpenter. You're a maker of you make.
Right.
And so for theatrics, I said, you know, we've always self-identified with this word creative.
Right.
But that actually sort of homogenizes what we do, because I think if you shut your eyes and you look inside,
right,
you don't see a creative looking back at you. You see a writer, a filmmaker, photographer, a painter, a sculptor,
right,
a coder, a carpenter. You see whatever that whatever that thing is that you actually have inside you.
That you actually self-identify as.
That's what we ought to be self-identifying with.
That's right.
And then I'm not saying that advertising is art necessarily, but for us kind of people, advertising is a fair exchange, can be a fair exchange, whereby we get to do an approximation of our gift, of the thing that we like to do. We get to do an approximation of that.
Right.
In exchange for a steady paycheck.
That's right.
And I think we can confuse ourselves when we try to say, oh no, we're these big, huge business people with all this knowledge and we're right. Fuck.
We aren't.
Nobody certified us in advertising.
No.
Sometimes I look at people that are like, you know, such and such APR, accredited public relations professional. There is no such thing as a certified copywriter.
No, they're certifiable.
Right.
Yes. No. No.
All I'm getting at is, and I'm still not saying that we're artists really, but I'm saying that we're people that have something inside us that is creative, and we like to make things, and we like to do things, and we like to think of things.
Right.
And advertising gives us a fair approximation, because we could maybe try to do that out on our own, but I also read another article called How I Quit My Corporate Job and My Dream Startup Ruined My Life.
Yeah, no, I read that too.
Right?
Yeah.
So we could try
You thought you were working a lot before.
We could try we could try to do all that stuff, but advertising kind of gives us a way to express our creativity for a paycheck.
Yeah, I could not agree with this more. And I John kicked off the day, and he was fucking genius doing this, all about this, find your gift and give it away. And that was part of what he talked about, was what his thesis of the presentation was. We don't self-identify as creatives. I'm a writer by trade.
Right.
I'm a writer.
I'm a storyteller.
And are you a storyteller? And then John encouraged everybody, look deeper. What are you really?
Right.
You're not really a designer. What are you really?
Right.
And if you're an artist, that's okay. But again, you've decided not to paint.
Right.
Or sculpt. Or draw.
Right.
You said, this is pretty good. I get to work in a neat place.
It's a fair exchange, and I'm actually making pretty decent money.
Yeah, and they don't really, again, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt all the time.
Right.
Nobody says shit to me about that.
Right.
Or coming in at 9 and leaving at 7, 6, whenever I leave.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything about that. And I love your terminology. It's a fair exchange. And yes, you're miserable, but you're not miserable.
Right.
I'm going to round it back. You're not angry or upset, or a great word they used now was grumpy.
Right.
I love the word. You're not grumpy because you're a failed artiste.
Right.
Or you don't have your novel published.
Right.
You're miserable.
And grumpy.
And grumpy because nobody listens to you.
Right, because you don't have any control.
You don't have any control.
Right.
And there and I say things weekly. If you don't want my opinion,
don't ask. Right.
Because I was perfectly happy with the way we were going. And, you know, they say things like, you know, this is the lack of control. When you think it's done, you think you're almost done, and they pretty much like it, and you like it. Let's say they love it, and you love it, and we all love it, and we're done with it. Someone says, let me be devil's advocate. Right. Hey, hold on.
Oh, God. That is I hate that in a meeting.
I almost saw the finish line on this one.
Right.
Because the other part about
creating... There was light at the end of the tunnel, and something snuffed it out.
A couple of things. Devil is the devil. Does not need any advocate.
Right.
And two, creative minds, people that are in this business, also don't like open-ended stuff.
Yeah.
We like kick off a job, meet in the middle, produce the job, put it out in the world. Stop.
Hammer time.
Job, hammer time. Right. Job two.
Right.
Kick off the job, right. Meet in the middle,
right.
Produce the job, send it out in the world. Stop, hammer time. Job, we like that. We don't like, let's go back and retool. I don't know how I got here.
Right. And I barely found my way through the forest.
And you're saying.
Somehow I stumbled into the meadow.
And then you pushed me through a portal and I'm back at the beginning.
I'm back there and I still don't know my way.
Right. It's like when the hobbits are trying to get through Fangorn Forest and they're like, we're on the path.
No, we're not. It's a circle.
Spiders, here they are.
Right. No, spiders. You know.
But again, it does round back down.
Yeah.
To the really simple idea, they're just lack of control.
So what I sort of said was I also think that part of our angst in this whole thing comes from this notion of we do have these gifts, we do have these things that we like to do. That is our nature. This is our nature.
Right.
And then we expect that advertising is going to give us stuff back. So we're using our gifts to get stuff, to win awards, to get bigger jobs, to go to... to go to
LA and be on the beach and make a spot
for some fresh hell,
and
for a lot of people to be kind of advertising famous, that kind of stuff. And as I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that because I think all of that's okay, except I don't think you should expect that any of that's actually going to make you happy.
Right. Exactly.
Now, none of it's wrong to pursue, and I don't think there's anything wrong with making more money or getting to the agency that you want.
But
But that's not going to make you happy.
You're not going to drive yourself worth from that.
You shouldn't.
No.
And so what I was sort of saying was, is then whatever this is in your nature, then stop worrying about what it's going to get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And instead, just be who you are, because that is, to your point, that's what you've got control over. That's what work on your desk means. It doesn't mean stay in a shitty job and just do whatever they
put. No, that's not what it means.
It means just be who you are and do your thing. Give it away and stop worrying.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about what, because the universe will take care of you. It will all be all right. What you want will show up the minute you stop trying to grab it and yank it over.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like some sort of interesting wild animal that you'd like to come over and stroke its head, right? If you start running toward it, it's going to run away.
Or eat you.
Yeah, right. Claw your eyes out.
Right.
Disembowel you.
Yes.
And then feast on your corpse.
And then eat your eye. And then it's not very long before your own cat
is. However, if you stand still.
Yeah.
And just
let it come.
Put your stuff out there. Yeah. It may come over and you may be able to stroke it. It might not eat you.
You're right. So, you know,
maybe. Theoretically.
You know, I've not. American copywriter does not condone any kind of wild animal petting. Unless, of course, that's your thing.
What I'm saying is,
which I'm good with.
Give it away.
Give it away. And it'll
just be who you are. Work on the work on your desk. Do the best job you can. Yeah. And, you know, be like Alfred E. Newman. What me worry?
What? Yeah, exactly.
Because what's it going to do? You can't. The client changes their mind. The CMO gets fired. What? How can you really fix that?
It's like when you get your new iPhone. I'm going with the couch cushion sized one.
Okay.
iPhone 47 inches.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going with that one, by the way.
Okay.
I don't need a phablet.
Okay, I understand.
But anyway, you heard the story about the guy in Australia who waited like 45 days and then literally fumbled it out of the box. Yeah. I mean, which, frankly, is kind of the universe going, hey, can we calm down? Boy, we have gone crazy right. with the phones. Anyhow, right. so that poor guy. So when he dropped the iPhone,
yeah,
he didn't go, goddamn gravity.
Right.
He didn't go, fuck. If every object wasn't pulling against every other object, right. and the sun wasn't, and the moon, he said, goddamn fucking butterfingers.
Right.
So again, this is a fact. Right. It's a law.
It just is.
It exists, and all you can do is learn the law, and then not blame the law. Don't right. hate the game, hate right. the player.
Right, just... Yeah, and yeah, exactly.
Learn it. And again, I keep talking about, please, if you want John and I to come to your town and speak, we've got lots of stuff to talk about in Dirty Creative Department's Dirty Little Secrets.
Right.
We say a lot of stuff about, this is just how we are.
Right.
So don't tell us to be different. Don't ask us to change.
Right.
Just learn how to just manage the way we act and the reason, because we give all the reasons why we act right. weird.
The creative.
Don't say the creative yeah. person. Don't yeah. just jab everybody with a stick and go, God damn it, gravity, damn you.
Right.
You know, it's not going to work. You're not going to get anywhere on it.
And so I think the point of what we're saying here today is that goes two ways. You can't change the business, man.
No.
You can't change the realities. You can't change the personalities. Yeah. But what you can do is, and you said this, in, I believe it was our last podcast, you said, hey, we still get to sit around and think up cool stuff.
Yeah.
And whether or not anybody really buys it or whether we get the credit that we think we need for that,
yeah.
That's an okay way to get a check direct deposited in your bank account.
I'll say.
It's not perfect.
No, what is?
right.
Malcolm Forbes said, right. one of the Malcolm Forbes quotes I love is, if you don't have stress at your job, then you don't have a job.
Right. Right. Right, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, there is no mythical work while you're on the beach in your underwear thing.
Yeah, it's just, look, man, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's all hard for everybody.
It's all hard.
Yeah, it's all a pain in the ass, and you got to get up the, as Rob Loud says, our friend Rob Loud, oh, dark 30.
Right.
You got to drive somewhere. You got to fucking do it.
Right.
But don't beat yourself up. Don't give in to despair.
Yeah, so this is a funny thing. My dad, just as a personal note as we wrap this up, my dad had a desk job, and my uncle was an iron worker. So they would give each other a hard time.
Sure they would.
About the different, you know, the different things. And, you know, my uncle would, you know, give my dad all this crap about, yeah, you're not really working and all
right.
this kind of stuff. And my dad said, well, you know, there are a lot of days, and we've said this to each other, there are a lot of days when it's like, did that get built? Did that get finished? Did you rivet that thing
yeah.
into the thing that we...
Did you weld that together?
That was supposed to be riveted and welded? Yes, I did. And that seems like that's a pretty satisfying day. And that's not, you know, necessarily something that you're going to stress out about or lay awake at night at.
Right.
To which my uncle replied, yeah, but I also fell from two stories and crushed both my heels.
Yes.
So... you know, it's
everything
it's,
costs,
right? There's it's all there,
yeah,
including this goddamn podcast.
It's we hope we've helped
a little.
If not, we'll come back and try it again.
We sure will when deadlines allow. I'm John,
I'm Tug.
This has been American Copywriter. Thank you.
You've been listening to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.